I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is now time for the head coach of America's team, Mike McCarthy, every Friday live at 6:30 here with Sean and RJ. Cowboys, Cardinals, Monday Night Football on this radio station with Brad Sham and Babe Laufenberg. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sean and RJ. How are you guys doing today?
Doing pretty well. Coach, we were reminiscing about Kyler Murray. He's obviously a standout local high school football player here, and he came in number one on a lot of Tolo's list of the best high school players they ever saw in person. Who was the best high school football player that you ever saw in person?
Well, I was a kid, and I just remember his presence on the football field was Dan Marino back in Pittsburgh. And, you know, but I think as you go through time, I think it's more about, you know, the impact and the way, you know, just the aura that he played with back in those days.
Absolutely. What did you think of Kyler coming out? I know this will surprise you, but my QB evaluation was way off. I thought he was going to be too small and he would just get plucked and be on the sidelines over there hurt. What did you think of Kyler's college tape and him as an NFL prospect?
Well, I thought it was dynamic. When you just watch the Oklahoma tape, he was so productive week in and week out. So, and I think just the way, you know, the NFL game has changed over the years. He was a custom fit for the wide open play that exists more today than say 10, 15 years ago. So, there's no surprise to me how dynamic he is. He has a very unique skill set, and you know, it's clearly the focal point for us this week.
Well, speaking of this week, Coach, you know, obviously you're going into the week with a new quarterback under center after the injury. How does that change your overall game plan, if at all, going into the week?
The changes are not dramatic. I think it's just like anything. There's you have your preparation on conceptually how you want to attack their defense, and you suit it towards, you know, which your quarterback's, you know, most comfortable with. You know, Andy is obviously has a tremendous amount of experience, so there's no concepts that we lean away from. So, I feel really good about the plan, and obviously, you know, the number of reps that he has, you know, tied up in those concepts is the key. You know, frankly, the biggest change in, you know, the role and the responsibility is more for Ben DiNucci in the second seat. So, you know, we're doing some extra work there, but we're going into the game with a full normal game plan with Andy.
When you look at him and you compare him to Dak, I mean, obviously there's a lot of things that he can't do that Dak can. What are some of the things that he does do as well as Dak does?
Well, I think, you know, particularly just that I always start with the quarterback evaluation with just the command of the offense. So, you know, definitely Andy's experience, you know, and he's played a lot of football, you know, both, you know, obviously high school, college, and pro, so he has a lot of experience under his belt. His management and command of the offense and the cadence and, you know, pre and post snap, those are all important tangibles that are part of your thinking when you're getting ready to line up each week. So, and you know, actually, I think he's been a real benefit to, you know, for Dak as far as, you know, his level of experience in that. So, and I think that's clearly one of Dak's biggest strengths is his command of the offense. But, you know, you get down to the conceptual and the individual, you know, selection of routes and what guy throws this and throws that better. You know, there's a lot of similarities in how they perform it and all of the same concepts.
Mike McCarthy with us every Friday here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. What was it like with you going to see Dak, and did he stop by the facility yesterday? How uplifting was that for the team?
I mean, I think it was great for the team, but I think it was great for him just to get in here and you know, yeah, be back with his guys. So you know, he just has a, you know, electricity about him, and so he, you know, he came in yesterday morning and spent some time here, and you know, and hopefully he can be here almost on a daily basis. So you know, I think it's important for, you know, all the guys, and that's what you're seeing now, the guys that have had the surgeries and now they're back in the building, and I think it's where they should be. You know, this is, we spent a lot of time together, so you know, there's a lot that goes into this, and you know, sometimes when guys get hurt, they feel like they may not be part of it, you know, like they were before. But I think it was really good for Dak to be in here.
Coach, you've gone through this before when Aaron got hurt, but you know, you walk in the facility. What's the mood like in the facility the following days after the injury? The players kind of were, obviously they're probably not upbeat, but what was the mood like?
Well, I think the extra day definitely helped us. So, you know, Monday was more of just a review day, and the players had a chance to get in here and get their, you know, extra work done, you know, in the weight room and the flush workouts and things like that. And then Tuesday was their day off, so they really had an extra day. And then Wednesday was a half day. So I think the extra day helped us, you know, make the transition through, you know, everything with the emotion, you know, of the injury and obviously losing Dak for the season.
What do you go in and say to the team, Coach? We are talking about Super Bowl aspirations. You said it yourself. If you're not looking at that, you shouldn't be in this business. But what do you go in and say to the guys the day after they lose the franchise quarterback to make them feel like the aspirations aren't totally out the window and the season's not just gone?
You know, really, once that ball's kicked off, as it was in L.A., it really gets down to a week-to-week mindset. It always has, in my opinion. I think it's real important to keep your team focused that way. I mean, there's so much that goes into one game. You know, it's sometimes, you know, being away from it for a year, you're reminded very quickly how hard it is to win a game in this league. So it's really, I mean, when you get into talk about championships and so forth, I mean, frankly, that's for preseason, and those, you know, those are really answers to those questions in my view, because like I said, that's what this business is all about. But you correct everything, you pull everything together on your Monday, Tuesday, you know, routine as a coach and your evaluation and building, and then it's just all about winning that next game.
I know you're probably not an excuse guy, but do you ever just go home or go into Jerry's office and throw up your arms and go, quarterback gone, tackle's gone, COVID off season, this is my return to coaching? Damn, like, can I catch a break?
I'm not your reality show guy. No, that's never really thought. You know, that's never correct. That's the unfortunate part of our business. It's every team goes through injuries. You know, it really comes down to the distribution of injuries. You know, really, what position? You know, how many per position? That's where the real challenge is. But you know, it's like I said, it's unfortunate, but we all go through it.
Mike McCarthy joining us here at 105 Through the Fan. Last week, we had talked about this earlier in the week, wondering, Amari Cooper played, you know, only about 42 snaps in the game. He had a very low snap count. It almost got lost in the first half. What was that? Did he just get lost in the game, or was there an injury? What happened there?
No, we were looking to cut his reps a little bit. You know, he's been fighting through a couple things. So, but frankly, I felt that his rep count was really high, in the first 4 weeks, and frankly, trying to utilize both Cedric and Noah, and I think as you see, with Cedric in there and the ability to set up the reverse pass and those types of things. So it's a long year. I've always dealt this way when you're fortunate enough to have, five, six receivers that can all play, and that's always been the vision of the offense, because you want to be able to line these guys up in all four receiver positions, and it's just really a process of that. But we still think very highly of Omari. That nothing's changed there.
Coach, does it look like you're going to have Vander Esch back for Monday night?
Well, he practiced yesterday, and today's a big day. This is the first padded practice, and so we'll see how it goes today. But he looks good. He's been a little bit ahead of schedule the whole time coming back from this injury, and so he's got the green light to go. And but today will be tomorrow will be the big day when he comes in tomorrow. See how he feels.
Why was Everson Griffin missing a practice?
Just a personal day there, so just nothing in the injury category.
Zeke said that Randy Gregory looked fantastic. What have you noticed about Randy physically? We all like him as a person, always gotten along with him well in the locker room, Coach. But what are your impressions of Randy Gregory so far?
Very physically gifted. He's just kind of kept his nose down, to the grind, and has just been really working hard on getting himself back in football shape. And it was great to see him yesterday, where he's able to get some work in the team drills and in the pass rush. I know he's looking forward to today. This will be his first padded work, and he definitely felt Randy out there yesterday. By all means, so gifted. Very, very gifted player.
Mike McCarthy joining us here at 105 through the Fan. I saw a report yesterday that the NFL will have you miss practices if you have COVID symptoms but have tested negative. Is it your understanding that you'll also miss games if you have symptoms but are testing negative, or you'll be able to play?
That's a good question. I don't know the specific answer to that. I know that when they come out with the new COVID protocols, and it's they're written by lawyers, so there's a lot of pages to them, and that's not under my direct responsibility. No, I mean, I'm just we have people that in the building that do a great job going through each and every detail of that. So I focus more on how it's applied to to our environment here in the football coaching area and players area. So it's it's something that we talk on probably once or twice a week with the team.
Coach, how do you go about stopping DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, a great question. I think just like anything, you really just study his tendencies and the components of what make him successful. And I don't know if there's a you look at players when the ball's in the air, how they're able to go get the football. Michael Gallup's kind of been that guy for us, where that ball, when you go up for those, it's 50-50 ball, however how you want to describe it. But he has tremendously strong hands, good route runner, and his ability to throw the ball regardless of where it's placed is unique. I mean, he's definitely the classic number one receiver that you look to identify. But but with that, you're talking about a perimeter group that's really dynamic. This will be a big challenge for us.
Mike, we always talk about how much talent is on this team with this roster, and we know that that's pretty high. Would you say, and do you judge, how much does football IQ vary with all of your teams every year? And where's this team's football IQ with some of the penalties that keep happening and the turnovers week to week?
Well, I think like anything, it's I don't really do comparables. I think it's I think it's a great question to be asked, from the media. But this is our first year here, everybody together. So I mean, if you look at us, our rosters, there's definitely physical talent across the board. But we're still working through things, and I'm not going to put a number or a description on football or or any of those types of things right now because, you know, there is still a newness to our football team.
Last question. What did you get Jerry for his birthday?
Ooh. Oh.
You forgot it, didn't you?
No, I actually didn't. I just, you know, his birthday and then actually Will McClay's birthday is the same day. And then my daughter, Alex, you know, it was just her 29th birthday the day after. So October.
Wow.
I have a lot of October birthdays. So I got my 12-year-old's birthday is the 22nd. So I'm on my toes in October. So I wish them a happy birthday.
But did the wife, does she get all the gifts ahead of time, or do you actually
I think we're about out of time here.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck Monday night.
I'm a football coach. You know the answer to that question. You guys have a good week.
Thanks, Coach. Can you imagine if Mike McCarthy goes, yeah, I'm on Amazon, and
it's probably blocked.
How many people?
We done?
We're done, Coach.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck. All right, thanks.
Good luck. Good luck Monday night. Can you imagine if he was like, oh, yeah, I'm on Amazon. You know, I'm ordering this and that. And the headlines that would come out with that. No wonder the Cowboys are struggling and they can't get 12 men off the field and the right amount of personnel and the decisions because he's ordering gifts this week in October. Everyone would go back to this week in October and Mike McCarthy's coaching history to analyze the deal.
100% chance Amazon is blocked by the Cowboys firewall at the facility. and if it's not, the big news would be, Cowboys do not have Amazon Prime. Will not pay the $9 a month.
Yeah.
That'd be the big news.
That sucks, though, to have three birthdays like that in 1 week with just the gifts. So we all have that at one point in time on your calendar where it's just bam, bam, bam.
Like
gift. Not just with, you know, maybe it's around Christmas time and a birthday, but someone's birthdays all line up right in that little zone.
My oldest, December 29th. Christmas, December 25th, obviously. Ex-wife, December 24th. That was the toughest week for me.
Oh.
Yeah, and I always got crap for not planning a birthday party. Always. Your birthday's on Christmas Eve. No one's coming out. I can't do anything. Nothing's open.
That McCarthy interview, do you think he's getting tired of us at this point?
I think he's a coach. I think he's been tired of us since week one.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, maybe things can turn around a little bit because the Cardinals game, this is a tough game. I'm terrified of this thing because of Kyler Murray's athleticism and the way this guy is going to run around. But he talked about the Kyler Murray of Pittsburgh was Dan Marino with the release. Yeah. And I wanted to ask him, I forgot, what quarterback has ever reminded you of Kyler's release, or excuse me, Marino's release? And I think the only other guy I can think of is Aaron Rodgers. With that type of release, throwing the football.
Super quick. Super quick. Rodgers. I mean, Rodgers may be even quicker and smoother. I don't know.
Smoother.
And that's the thing. You know, Dan came up in an era where throwing the ball was still secondary, you know, and the training now is just so much better. So much better. But Marino was fantastic. Just love watching.
I think he understood, you know, Troy phrased the football IQ question because in the break I was like, how do we ask him if this team is football dumb? How do we do that? And Troy phrased up the question, and he didn't backhand it. He understood it. Now, he wasn't going to evaluate their IQ right here on the air, but he's like, yeah, we're still new with each other. He knows. He has to know that they have a football IQ problem because when you watch this team week to week, it's the same annoying crap that they do, penalty-wise, coaching-wise, too. I mean, Bones Fossil is right up there, you know, in the crossfire. He should be with some of these special teams things that are happening. So that's really what jumped out to me.
Yeah, and, you know, the question about the football IQ and you mentioned...
And he did say, I was going to follow up and ask about Dak. Does he have the playbook knowledge, the X's and O's knowledge of Andy Dalton? And he did praise on his own Dak's football IQ with the playbook and running the offense. So there's been a little bit of a question about that, you know, from some of the Tolos. Is Dak capable of this? Can Dak handle that? Can he manage the entire offense? And I thought it was kind of telling that McCarthy praised that on his own right there.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned the special team stuff with Bones. You know, last week, I know the fake field goal touchdown was called back by penalty, but is that on the coach? Is that on the players? Or is obviously it's on? It's going to wind up being on both. But you know, if you had to put a who's it on more, which one is it on? And that speaks to the football IQ. But there's definitely a coaching attention to detail, not necessarily on Mike, but on everybody. And yeah. I think you would agree with this, an attention to detail that just isn't there. And I'm not saying it was there last year because, you know, nothing was perfect over the last 10 years. Actually, nothing's been perfect over the last 25 years of this team.
Yeah.
But you're always going to have mishaps. It's just about managing them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.